Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Today, I want to reference a book I wrote some time ago, which is entitled The Lego Principle. Wrote that in 2012, published in 2012. It was about discipleship and how making disciples can change the world. But more importantly, it was about building relationships and valuing people. I used the mnemonic of the Lego because Legos are very, not just colorful, they are very good at connecting with one another. Their stubs and their studs are able to connect to the top and the bottom of one another. And more importantly, not just to connect, but they are very capable of disconnecting without harming each other and thus are able to reconnect again. I've entitled this message, Connect, Disconnect, and Then Reconnect. The point of that is saying that there is a place where we should love one another, master the core, put into place the valuable things, but there's also a place of connecting, disconnecting, and at some point, reconnecting whenever possible. The reality is there are not all relationships would work. Some will break down. The Now book, the Dr. Henry Cloud, who wrote this book on relationships, necessary endings, explains a lot of this idea that some relationships have necessary endings. The subtitle explains it all. The employees, businesses, relationships that all of us have to give up in order to move forward. Sometimes it's relationships that keep us from moving forward in life. And there are just realities that some relationships have to end. Necessary endings, that is. The reason why is first because relationships change over time and seasons. As humans, we're a complex mix of emotions, intellect, imagination, experiences, traumas, and thus over time and seasons, relationships tend to change. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time for everything and a season, distinguishing the two between time and season. But the reality is there's a time that things will change. And it's a time to be born, it says, and a time to die. These are the two things that we have no control over. We don't control our date of birth, and we don't control the day we die. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to begin something, and there's a time to end something. But furthermore, in verse 5, it says, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Relationships that have run the course, and there's a time to keep them, and there's a time to stop them. Some relationships need to end. These endings may be temporary, but some of them may be permanent. And the question is why? Because relationships do change over time and seasons. Secondly, relationships need pruning. The same way that fruit trees need to be pruned, because every time you cut a certain part of a branch, it shoots into two or three or even more, because you've done the necessary job of pruning, resulting thus in more flowers and more fruit production. Too many interests, too many fields of study, things to learn, enterprises to pursue, people to meet, and relationships to maintain, thus losing the quality of the relationships because it suffers. Pruning allows us to choose the right quality. At the get-go, it may look like something that is not working, but good gardeners are masters at pruning because they understand that by pruning, it not only shoots, it allows them to control the size. It allows them to care for the harvest, and the fruit is within reach. The most important and vital relationship gets the best time and the best energy, allowing more sun to come into the plant, giving it more energy. Believe it or not, there's only 100% of energy and time in a day. And when you burn it in too much things or too many relationships or too many activities, you lose the quality of the vital relationships you need to have. This applies not just to fruits. It applies to flowers. It applies to flowers that grow, some of them die just because of time and season and attract diseases that eat up the energy. Pruning allows you to remove the dead relationships, flowers and branches that are taking life away from you, that are eating up energy that is not going anywhere. The reality is when you do this, it allows you to focus on the most vital relationships and energy and time, and even makes a way for new flowers or new relationships to grow and to bloom. At the get-go, it feels like pruning is not an act of love. Some people have fallen for this mistaken notion. Think of friends, classmates, parents, children, bosses, employees, and spouses. There are good ones and there are bad ones. And this message is really about facing the reality that some relationships change over time and season, and some need pruning. When Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, he spoke of the verse in Genesis that says, What God has joined together, let no one separate. He was explaining how marriages need to stay together. The Pharisees responded to him and saying, no, relationships need to change because things got evil. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 8, why then, the Pharisees said to him, did Moses command that man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away? Jesus replied, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. This idea of hard hearts is one of the reasons why we need to understand that evil is in the world. Hard hearts, like the Pharisees' hearts, eventually become evil. Let me give you two more verses on why these things happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. When you're around the wrong company, the relationship that you need to cut, we've all heard the bad stories of young people who end up in jail, end up becoming drug addicts, end up with the wrong company, and it corrupts them. These are relationships that we need to cut. As a father for many years, I've watched my children grow up with bad company, and I had to go in there and cut those relationships. I'm watching that now with my grandchildren. Why? Because there is a need to prune and remove things because there are evil people and there are evil relationships. Proverbs chapter 17, verses 7 and 8 says, stay away or prune the fool, okay? For you will not find knowledge on their lips. There's no wisdom. There's nothing you're going to get from them. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. Figure out the relationships you need to keep. But the folly of fools is deception. In short, plants and trees and fruit trees and flowers can get infected and can get sick because of the kind of relationships they keep. That's why we need to understand the reality that there are hard hearts, there are hard-hearted people, and unteachable people. There are evil and wicked people, and there are simpletons and fools that you just don't want to be around because that's the reality of relationships. Relationships change over time and seasons. Relationships need pruning. Relationships change because evil exists. And we need to be wise to figure out who these relationships we need to keep should be. Point number two is the response to this reality. The response is to speak directly to your friends and relations. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault. Basically, what he's saying is just between the two of you. In other words, speak to them directly. You don't have to go in public. You don't have to go on social media. Just speak to them directly between the two of you. If they listen to you, you've won them over. But what if they do not listen? Take one of our two other brothers along. If they're not listening, take others and again, speak directly to establish the truth of the sin or the wrongdoing that has happened. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they still refuse to listen, even to the church, treat them as you would treat a pagan or a tax collector. In other words, prune them. If they will still not listen, treat them as such because the first response is to speak directly. It would be wrong for us to find someone do something wrong to us, whether that's a spouse, a brother, a sister, a friend, and not speak directly. It is our duty to speak directly. And if the relationship needs to end because they cannot accept your direct speech, then that's not on you, that's on them. However, be careful that you're not just speaking directly, but you're seeking to speak directly in order to seek restoration. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 balances this out. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We are God's chosen people because we're dearly loved. Back to the first three messages. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Further in verse 13, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, there it is. If you have a grievance, speak directly. But more than that, after you've spoken directly and have a grievance with somebody, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. One of the most important verses in the Bible was when Jesus told his disciples, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The whole point of this message is not to be perfect as in not make mistakes. He was speaking about loving your enemies and doing good to those who hate you. The beginning point of loving your enemies and doing good to those who hate you is to forgive them. The point of this verse was, be perfect in the way you forgive others. The response is not just to speak directly, but the intent is to seek restoration through forgiveness. However, When it's necessary, separate. Separate when necessary. And when is that? Our response should be to speak directly, to speak in restoration with the intent of forgiving. But there are times when we have to separate when necessary. And that is when there is continual sin. Paul had very strong words to say for relationships that needed to end. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, "Hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh." There is a place when you just need to realize that you cannot stay with somebody. It's too toxic. And by the way, I am not in any way saying it's easy to do this. I've had to do this with a number of people. I've tried to speak directly. I've tried to seek restoration. But it just got to the point where these people will not listen. Much of what's valuable isn't easy. And I'm not saying that this is easy to do this. That's why we need to teach our vital relationships, our wives, our children, and the people to choose wisely the kind of relationships they're going to keep. Our response is to speak directly, seek restoration, and finally separate when necessary. The last point is to redemption. It's not just the reality. It's not just a response. The goal is the redemption. Now, maintain hope for the person. Now, when you turn over somebody to Satan, it says in 1 Corinthians, the goal is not to just dump them. Hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. And here's why. So that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. The point is, you're not just dumping relationships. You're separating with the intent and the hope that at some point you can reconnect. This is the context of the verse. The context was about flagrant, sexual, immoral people in Corinth. And yet, while you turn them over to Satan, that does not mean you're abandoning them. You're saying, I can't help you. This is a matter between you and God. This is the story of the prodigal son, one of the most poignant stories in the Bible. The father knew that he loved his son. The father cared about his son, but his son was eaten up by all the infectious things in his soul. He had to leave and be turned over to Satan so that he will realize his need for God. But we must also remember that the father did not just keep the son or prevent him from going, he actually let him go and allowed him to squander and lose everything so that he will come to his senses and realize, this is not where I should be. I've lost the right relationships that I need to have. The redemption is to maintain hope for the person and to trust that God will cause the healing. This was what the father did. Job chapter 42, verse 10, after Job had all this fighting with his friends and all the disagreements with his friends, after all of that, he prayed for his friends. His desire was to restore the relationship. And the Lord did restore not just the relationships, but his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. This is our response, our redemptive response to people that we might have to connect, disconnect, and reconnect. Maintain hope for the person. Trust for God's healing and be open to God's reconciliation. Back to the prodigal son, the father wisely knew to turn him over to Satan and allow him to realize, I need to get saved. I need to go back. And the right people that can help me are those relationships that I've already trashed in the past or have taken for granted. Let me summarize this short message. The first is the reality. The reality is relationships change over time and season, and that's none of our business. We can't control that. Secondly, relationships need pruning when they need pruning. And thirdly, relationships change because there's evil that exists in the world. Second is our response. Speak directly, seek restoration rather, and separate when necessary. And finally, the redemption. The goal is to maintain hope for that person. The goal is to trust God for healing. And lastly, be open to God's reconciliation. Join me in a short word of proclamation as we end this series on relationships. To learn how to trust God that He is the cause of all the unity in this universe to bring us all together in relationships, to bear the fruit of the Spirit, to put into place the right ingredients for those relationships, and to connect, reconnect, disconnect, or rather, and reconnect whenever necessary. Pick up a bread and a cup and join me in this short word of prayer. Jesus, thank you for teaching us through your word how to build lasting relationships. Use these words, put them in our spirits, seal them in our hearts, so that we may walk in this truth. In your name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.